Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. It's another opportunity to go to the Word of God and study it and to learn from Him about Himself and about Jesus, His Son, and about His ways and the ways that He wants us to be in this world. And so we always go to Him in prayer as we begin our study. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, again, we are just so grateful for You. We're grateful for Your Word. You've given us life and breath, Lord. You sustain our lives. And then You give us the ability to know You and to walk in Your ways. And I pray by Your Holy Spirit, You'll guide us into all truth today. And Lord, that You will help us by the power of Your Holy Spirit to live in a way and manner that is pleasing to You. We bless You, and again, we thank You for Your Word. We do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, The Jew Sought to Stone Jesus. And is taken from the book of John, chapter 11, and verse 8. The Apostle John wrote after Jesus received a message from Mary and Martha that their brother Lazarus was sick. He abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, said he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. And in chapter 11, and verse 8 of his book, John shared how Jesus's disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone you. Where we read, his disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone you. And are you going there again? The verse reads, his disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone you. John began with the words, his disciples said unto him, which means Jesus' students, pupils, and attendants uttered, declared, and proclaimed to Jesus, Master, or teacher and instructor. The Jews of late, which refers to the people of the Jewish nation by birth, origin, and religion, sought to stone you, or looked to, desired, and wanted to pelt you, Jesus, with stones and rocks. Jesus shared how Jesus' disciples began to ask him about the Jewish people in Judea who previously desired to stone him. The verse goes on to say, and are you going there again? John continued with the words, and are you going there? Which means, and are you, Jesus, departing and leaving to Judea again or another time? John shared how Jesus' disciples asked him whether he was traveling to the area of Judea another time. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus' disciples reacted to the idea of returning to Judea. They knew the Jewish people there desired to stone him. When they last left that area, and there was nothing to indicate they felt any differently at this time. Jesus was not intimidated by what the Jewish people in Judea might do, so he was purposed to continue his mission to glorify his Father God. Jesus fulfilled the purpose of God the Father to come to the world and be the Savior and Lord of anyone who believes. When any person yields their life to him, they will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life with God. Let all who read and hear these words know Jesus will come to wherever they are, regardless of what others think or plan against him. Next time John shares how Jesus asked his disciples, are there not 12 hours in the day? So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name,